This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Leap of Space. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If humans are going to spend more time in space, longer missions, I'm sure food will become a bigger issue. People will start missing food or craving things they are used to eating at home. Paige Flager reports on a quest to bring a staple of our daily diet into the stratosphere.
Crumbs may seem harmless here on Earth, but they are the ultimate enemy in microgravity. They could get in the eyes of astronauts or be inhaled, making the astronaut choke. They could even get in electrical panels and burn up or cause a fire. That's part of the reason why it was a very, very big deal in 1965 when astronaut John Young pulled something out of his pocket as he was orbiting the Earth with Gus Grissom. Here are some voice actors reading from the flight transcript.
What is it?
It's a corned beef sandwich.
Where did that come from?
I brought it with me. Let's see how it tastes. Smells, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's breaking up.
Is it?
I'm gonna stick it in my pocket.
It was a thought, anyways.
Yeah.
Not a very good one.
Pretty good, though, if it would just hold together.
John Young smuggled the first corned beef sandwich into space. He took a bite, and then microgravity took over, spreading breadcrumbs throughout the spacecraft. Now, instead of bread, astronauts usually eat tortillas. But in the town of Bremen, in North Germany, tortillas don't cut it. You see, German astronaut Alexander Gerst is going to the International Space Station in 2018, and that got a man named Sebastian Marcoux and his friends thinking.
Look, Alexander Gerst, the German astronaut, is going up there. Shouldn't we do something to enable him to have fresh bread in space?
So Sebastian and his friends started a company called Bake in Space in March 2017.
Bread is a big topic here in Germany because we have 3,200 variations of bread.
They're partnered with the German Aerospace Center, which is basically Germany's NASA. And their goal is to make an oven that can successfully bake dough on the International Space Station by 2018. And that's easier said than done. First, the oven they make needs to function on about a tenth of the power an oven here on Earth does. And it's pretty much impossible to preheat the oven because if it gets hot and then the door is opened, a giant hot air bubble could leave the oven and float into the spacecraft.
It could just sit there in midair. And an astronaut could basically burn himself if he flies through it.
Which is clearly not ideal. Then there's the problem of the dough. At low heat, the bread will have to bake for a longer period of time. But the longer it bakes, the drier it will get. And they have to avoid crumbling at all costs because of that whole crumbs in the eye or the esophagus thing. Despite all the technical challenges, Sebastian thinks they'll be able to have Alexander Gerst bake the first loaf of sourdough in space.
It's not just about making one German astronaut happy with fresh bread, but there's really a deeper meaning to bread in space.
Sebastian says that bread is ubiquitous. It's made its way onto our dinner tables, into our religion.
Lord, give us our daily bread.
Into our rap songs.
Yeah, go is what I got, little mama. Go is what I got, Berlin.
In the wise words of Lil Wayne, dough is what I've got. Breadwinner and dough stand for money, for well-being, for quality of life. We break bread with strangers as a gesture of good faith. Are you thinking, like, maybe if they encounter an alien, they can be like, hey, alien, here's this bread?
Well, it would definitely be a big symbol of peace to break bread with an alien life form, I think.
But most importantly to Sebastian, freshly baked bread in space will offer astronauts a little slice of home.
And that's Paige Flager reporting. And Paige, for this story, you solicited bread in space puns online. And even though that was a very specific request, people really came through.
Yeah, the internet was really up to it. So let's read some of these. In space, baking is the yeast of your worries.
Okay.
If you need help, just holla for Houston.
Okay, I like that one.
That's a good one.
For the love of science, for the loaf of bread.
That's one small step for Bran. Get it?
Yes.
Like one small step for man. Okay.
Well done.
Thank you, internet.
Thank you.